We're sitting in a car in Beverly Hills, parked outside a bank. We're examining the bank. What's around the bank? And how susceptible is this bank to bank robbers? I'm sitting with a man named Bill Rader, whose new book, Where the Money Is, recounts his 30 years chasing bank robbers for the FBI. He was the bank robbery coordinator for the FBI in Los Angeles, which is the bank robbery capital of the world. Bill Rader, as you look at this bank, as you case this bank, what do you think?
Probably they would prefer a bank fairly well crowded. They're going to speak softly, if at all. Perhaps they're going to present a note. They may or may not have a weapon. And they certainly don't want to create any kind of commotion that would draw attention to themselves.
Now, we're not naming this bank, and we're not being very specific about the location. But this would look to me to be a fairly good candidate for robbery in that case, because it's on a busy street, and you would think they'd get a lot of people in here.
Well, they would, but then again, what they would also have to consider is the getaway route.
Bill Rader studies the streets around the bank's small, crowded parking lot. He's agreed to go over some of the insider bank robber details that make parts of his book read like a how-to manual. He's met a lot of bank robbers, usually encounters they would have preferred to avoid, and he's learned how they think. And here are two revelations. One, bank robbers often drive up in their own cars, safer than stealing one. And two, when they go to the bank, they worry about the same thing you and I do, parking.
So they're going to want to have a place to park that vehicle out of sight because they're going to have their own plate on the car. There is not a lot of great parking in the area that we're in right at the moment. So maybe they might pass on this. The other feature is folks who are doing bank robberies prefer to be freeway close.
Once a bank robber gets in a bank, what do they think?
Well, most of them are thinking, I don't want to attract attention to myself. I'm going to present my note or make my oral demand. And then I want to get out and walk briskly, but not necessarily break into a run, and get back as quickly as possible to the getaway vehicle and gone.
How has bank robbery changed in the last 30 years?
Well, the major change involved the takeover type robbery.
That's the type of robbery dramatized in the Robert De Niro movie Heat. And if it sounds ridiculous to drag movies into this just for the fun of illustrations...
Put your hands in the air! Put them up! Down! Down! Get on your knees! Get on your knees!
Consider that a pair of L.A. bank robbers in Bill Rader's book modeled themselves precisely after these film characters shortly after the movie came out.
The robbery where multiple subjects come in, control the bank facilities. There's a lot of violence with these robberies. Since 1991, these takeover robberies have increased to such an extent that fully 40% of all Los Angeles area bank robberies are now takeover robberies.
So they're much more dangerous.
They're much more dangerous. Customers and employees who have been shot, customers and employees who have been assaulted or robbed personally has increased dramatically, and each and every one of these statistics is the result of a takeover type robbery.
Probably a bank's best defense against takeover robberies is something called an access control unit. That's a vestibule at the entrance with two locking doors. You cannot get into the bank without going through it. Bill said there was a bank a few blocks away that had not been robbed since it installed one. And there I met William Whipwrecht. He's an old friend of Bill's who's now director of security for Wells Fargo Bank.
You must walk through a metal detector. At the same time, there's a camera on you. If there's any metal on you, just like at the airport, it locks the inner door, and then a guard who is watching a camera comes on and asks you what you have on your person.
Can you fix this thing so that if someone's trying to run out of the bank and they get in that vestibule out there, Can you lock both doors and trap a bank robber in there?
We have the capability of tracking a bank robber if we want to. Yes, we could.
Is that something you train people to do?
Well, we have the capability of tracking a bank robber, so we'll leave it at that.
Thank you. Back on the street and looking at new defenses like the access control unit, you have to wonder why criminals even bother trying to rob banks anymore. The former FBI man and now author, Bill Rader, says many of the robbers are not thinking very clearly. They're stoned all the time. But in one sense, banks actually do make good targets.
Well, the fact is that almost all bank bandits, and I'm not telling anything out of school here, almost all of them know that the tellers are trained to give up the cash so that they can get them the hell out of the place. The bandit who goes into the mom-and-pop liquor store is going to get less money, and that money is likely to be guarded very carefully by Pop. And if Pop sees the opportunity, Pop's liable to chase you down the street with a weapon and blow your brains out.
You're now a security consultant to banks, yes?
Correct.
But still, you give away in your book some techniques, if you will, that a bank robber might go through your book and say, gee, this is a good tip from Bill. I think I'm going to try that.
Well, let me say this. I really haven't given away anything in the book that isn't common knowledge in every jail and prison in the United States.
This is not a bank robber's manual.
This is definitely not a bank robber's manual. But in the end, what I say is correct. It's not really where the money is. It's where the money isn't. Because when you look at the long jail terms that are meted out and consider that against the amount of money they've been able to achieve, the yearly total is less than a salaried employee could make. And beside that, who wants to spend time behind bars?
Former FBI agent Bill Rader is co-author of a new book about bank robbery called Where the Money Is. Letters from listeners coming in today. Many of you have written about the piece we ran last week about who listens to NPR. There's a lot of comment on that. It's not too late to get your comment in. You can write us at daytoday@npr.org. That is daytoday@npr.org. Join the listener mail. We're going to read it tomorrow. Frankie, take it away.